This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The theme of the program today is money. And yes, I know that is always the theme of the program, but it feels especially on point today to call it out because, number one, the Fed's decision on the cost of money comes tomorrow, which we will get to in just a couple of minutes. But also, and where we begin today, because we are all just putting less money aside than we used to. At one point during the height of the pandemic, Americans were saving 34% of their disposable income. In April this year, just over 4%. That's to be expected to some extent, given all the federal relief programs a couple of years ago. But given that inflation is still where inflation is, it means that the economic cushion people were able to build up over the past couple of years is losing some of its stuffing. And yet, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, we keep on spending.
Kevin Barry has not taken a long vacation in, well, ever, he says. But this summer, he decided he was not only going to take a vacation, he was going to take his bucket list vacation.
Well, I came to Paris after a work trip to take cooking lessons.
Barry says he's been saving up and he is using it.
I'm 43. Ever since I graduated college, there's been waves of recession. So I guess my thinking is we just got to do the best we can to prepare for it. But we can't live in economic fear.
Americans have been saving less and less in the past year. Some because they're spending more on YOLO trips to France. Others because they're spending more on trips to the grocery store.
The savings rate recently in the past few months has dropped below its pre-pandemic trend.
Kayla Brune is an economic analyst at Morning Consult. After peaking in 2020, the savings rate, while still high, has been coming down in fits and starts as consumers spent that money on homes and furniture and other goods.
So initially, that really big stockpile of savings contributed to really strong spending.
And of course, really strong spending combined with broken supply chains kicked off inflation. So now,
inflation is really high, but people are also still spending.
Dawit Kabeda is senior economist at the Credit Union National Association.
People have pent up demand for services.
They used their savings to drive inflation, and now inflation is driving them to use their savings.
They're saving a lot less, and it's a troubling thing because we are also seeing things like credit card debt increase.
Matt Schultz is chief credit analyst at LendingTree. That is not all terrible, he says. Rising credit card debt can be a sign of confidence in the economy. But if inflation is going to get under control, consumer spending is most likely going to have to slow down. So now that we are saving less, we may eventually cool our spending too. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.